9:27 for CCC Christmas Eve. Well, it'd be good to have a lot of our frontline group leaders wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and just quickly, briefly touch on the year that was of 2020, because it's been a tough year for everybody. So I've got our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, who's joined us. G'day, Kenny.
G'day, morning, Hammo. Good morning, listeners.
Yep. Our mayor, Matt Burnett. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland.
And from the GAPDL, the best golfer in the world, Gustin. Hey, hello, Gus.
He could have been anything. Hey,
you never let up on me. You beat me twice, and that's it.
Hey, let's talk about the year that was. I didn't come here until April. 2020, a tough year for Gladstone, fared okay out of it. I might start with you first, Matty,
yep,
if we can.
We certainly did. We've been very lucky, obviously. It doesn't matter what politics you're talking about. From a federal government point of view and from a state government point of view, I think they did an amazing job. You just have a look at compare Australia to the rest of the planet, and then compare Queensland to probably the rest of Australia. We've done pretty well here. And we were very lucky. We had that one case in Calliope, which was the lady, you know, ticked all the boxes, did the right thing, self-quarantined, and it didn't, no community transmission. No. So a few businesses did close. We did lose a couple of businesses, and I know a lot of businesses did it tough, thanks to JobKeeper and other put in place by the state and the feds. We managed to keep most of our businesses going.
Central Queensland came out of it pretty well, can they?
I think they did, yes. Well, fortunately, we had the big industries that didn't slow down. Our ports, our aluminium industry, our coal industry, all did pretty well. And, of course, our farmers said, well, this is normal life for us. We would have liked to see a bit more rain, of course. But that will happen, I hope, hopefully now.
14 cyclones, the cyclone season. So surely some of that's got to hit Central Queensland.
Just give us one, down the Gulf and into this, you know, drought stricken. It's really dry. But some people have got rain, you know, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people missed out. So hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get plenty of rain and get our dams, like the Fairbairn Dam at Emerald. It is very low, the lowest it's been, 8%. You know, so that really needs a top up, as do all dams across the region.
The support from the federal government with the Job Seeker and the Job Keeper program really helped out a lot of businesses. So
it does. Positive economic coming through. You know, how we responded pretty well. JobKeeper, JobSeeker will finish by the end of March, and hopefully everyone will be in a much better position to accept the new and get back to normal. What's happened in New South Wales the last week is not good, but let's hope, as Matt said, Queensland, we're lucky to be Queensland.
You mentioned, of course, with the borders, with the drama that's happening with New South Wales, and this brings back the campaign. I know that the council's been very strong on this, but also the GAPDL about holidaying in your own backyard, Gus, from the GAPDL. On a tourism side of things, with being involved with locals and locals supporting locals when it came to tourism, that was really showcased, the local region and community supporting each other when it came to tourism, eh?
In Gladstone region, we've been so fortunate that people have stayed in the region and support us. We do rely heavily on the drive market as a rule, and we do rely in the Central Queensland region on the business traveller.
Mm.
So without the business traveller this year, we've had the capacity to take that extra drive market on, and people have been pleasantly surprised, more than pleasantly surprised, by what they've seen in the regions. And some people haven't been here for years, hadn't been here at all to the Gladstone region.
I'm one of them.
Mate, the responses that we're getting out of Agnes Water and Town of 1770 and the occupancy rates down there have been sensational.
Yeah,
they've been busy since June. Those guys have had Easter every weekend since June, and a few of them are getting a bit ragged around the edges because they never work so hard. Properties are selling. The economy in Gladstone is doing well, and I said at the start we might be lucky here because we're not reliant on tourism and service economy as our main driver. So having industry keeping the town going, so we didn't suffer the big spike in unemployment that other regions did, which was good because people still had disposable income to spend locally even when they couldn't travel.
Yeah.
So we've done quite well, and I really appreciate the support that we've got for our programs, our competitions, with support we've got from Gladstone Regional Council. The federal government and the state government's injection into funding for tourism has been a great help.
Yeah.
JobKeeper. It has been great, and most of all, we haven't had a single loss of life in our region because of COVID.
True.
And that's the most important thing. People say, oh, it's only one in 100, but that one person could be your grandma.
Yeah, true.
Could be your brother or your sister, and nobody deserves that.
No. And, Matty, finally, mate, just look, the council, I know, has been working hard. I know when you put the budget out and all that type of stuff, you really sort of boxed it.
Yeah.
But they're obviously down the track. Yeah, I mean, things will have to change a little.
First time we've had a deficit budget
that
I can remember. It's been a long time since... we haven't had a surplus budget, but that's probably the same with the feds as well. We froze rates, all rates and charges for rural, residential, commercial and light industrial ratepayers. So we understood the same. Every level of government stepped up in Queensland and Australia. We said, this is what we can do at a local level. We had our economic recovery committee. We put that in place straight away. We listened to what the community had and said, and what we couldn't do, we passed on to the state for them to do, and we passed on the feds for them to do.
Yeah, good.
It's been a bit of a tough year, but I just want to say, in 2 days' time, we normally would have had the Sydney to Hobart.
Sure, go
it's
on.
It's been cancelled.
Yeah.
We had to cancel the Brisbane to Gladstone yacht race, but we are planning 100% for that to go ahead at Easter next year, so it'll be good to get some normality.
Well, I mentioned Phillip Street and the road to Tanham. About ready to finish.
Yeah, well, it's been a tough year, but because of the joint activity from, you know, from the local government, from the federal government, from the state government, and of course the promotion through the GAPDL, we've come out of it pretty good. Oh, Gussie, you've got a... and I just want to say to you guys quickly, I came here in April, didn't know what Gladstone was all about at all. I'm glad I moved here instead of somewhere inland, because I'm a coastal boy, and the way, you know, the community and you guys have embraced me coming in as the breakfast guy, it's much appreciated. I really do.
Everyone's welcome in Gladstone.
Yep, everyone's. Oh, Gussie, you got one final thing to say.
I'd just like to say, Barry, for once I've prepared a statement.
Rightio.
On behalf of the GAPDL, Gladstone Regional Council, and my fellow MP Ken O'Dowd, I would like to wish all of the listeners a merry, very, very merry Christmas and a happy new year. Please take the time to enjoy your family and friends, and take a moment to think of people in the community who may not be as fortunate as you. If you know someone you have been meaning to speak to in a long time, reach out, say hello, and extend season's greetings to them. Enjoy all of the festive cheer, but I encourage everyone to drink responsibly. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Abby. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.